Hi, my name is Jessica Horahan. I'm a freshman from Chicago, and I'm majoring in marketing.
Hi everyone, my name is Ina Schwinn, and I'm a freshman from Germany. I'm majoring in psychology.
Hi, I'm Zhi Xing, and I'm studying in chemistry major. I'm a freshman from China.
Hey everyone, my name is Bailey, and I'm a freshman from Ohio. I'm majoring in psychology.
During this podcast, we'll be having a discussion about transportation around and on campus here at Ohio State.
I think transportation in general is an important topic to discuss since we have one of the biggest campuses in the US, and it's beneficial to know how to get from A to B the fastest and cheapest.
We have many choices like walking, riding bikes, taking buses, or taking Uber, and we have to consider which one is the fastest and cheapest way for freshmen.
In this podcast, we will determine which form of campus transportation is the best.
There are many different ways to get around campus, and we want to help you all understand what the most beneficial way of getting around campus is before you get here. Each person has a different preference on what they think is the fastest, most beneficial way, but we hope to help you all understand how to get around campus the easiest way. First, we're going to look at the bus system. How do you figure out how to work the bus system, and is it useful?
I think that the bus system is a very efficient way to get around campus. It can be hard to figure it out at first, but using the OSU app can be very helpful. In the app, you can search for different bus routes and figure out when the next bus is coming. Taking the bus is a good way to get where you are going quickly, and it is helpful when the weather is bad. The bus system is free to OSU students, and it is an efficient way to get around campus. There are also many different routes that take you to different parts of campus.
Well, there are many different bus routing and stop in many stations. There are 11 bus routing on campus. For Arkman Shooter, it just goes from the south of the campus to the western campus along the Olentangy River Road. For Buckeye Village, the bus across the main area of the North Campus and Western Campus. For Campus Loop North, Campus Loop South, and the Western Campus Loop, they are across the main area of the campus with different direction. If you want to cross between campus, there are three loop bus routings that are useful for students. What's more, there are some small bus routings across to some specific area. For example, the Eastern Residential cross the main living area around campus area. I also want to notice that there is a bus routing for overnight and weekend, which could help students to cross campus. What are some other ways we can get across the campus?
I personally get around the most with just walking. It is useful to use the OSU app here. At the beginning of my first semester here, I didn't know where all my classes were, so I just typed in the name of the building where I had to go, and the app told me the direction. However, because of the campus size, walking can be really time-consuming, and you should consider when you need to be somewhere at a certain time. I also see a lot of people getting around with their bikes and skateboards. It's not necessary to bring one, but it's a faster alternative to walking you might want to consider. If you decide to bring one, make sure you also bring the white locks to ensure no one steals it while you're in class. Also, not all dorms allow bikes in, so make sure to check if your dorm allows them before you decide to bring one. What do you think, Jess?
I also walk around campus a lot, and if I'm not walking, I'm taking the bus. I decided to not bring a bike because I thought it would be a hassle to have to find a place to keep it during classes and didn't want it taking up space overnight in my room. I suggest not bringing a bike because winters are pretty long here, and bikes can take up a good amount of space if you have to keep it in your room over the winter. Walking around campus for me is very enjoyable. I love getting to know my way around campus and where everything was. But, like Zena said, by walking to class, you have to make sure you give yourself extra time because it can be a long walk. Walking, biking, and skateboarding are all very active ways to move around campus, which is also very good for your health. During the school year, Bird and Lime scooters became very popular. Bailey, can you talk more about them?
Bird and Lime scooters can be an efficient way to get around campus, but they can also be difficult to use. They're useful to get where you are going quickly, and it can be enjoyable to ride them. There are, however, some issues with this form of transportation. One problem is that you have to pay to use them, and the further you go, the more it costs. Another problem is that there is no guarantee that they will be available when you need them, because anyone can use them. Overall, scooters can be a useful form of transportation, but you should not rely on them to get you where you need to go.
There are lots of transportation ways for students to choose, and different people will have their own preference. For me, I really enjoy walking on campus. Although it costs a little longer time, it still could bring me a calm mood while I working around campus. Especially when I working around the oval, I always see some birds and squirrels living around campus. I think it is great time for me.
In my opinion, walking is the best way to get around on campus too. I enjoy getting some fresh air between classes and you don't have to spend any money. However, if I'm in a rush, I look for some Lime scooters around me, scooter to wherever I want to go, and just leave it wherever I want to leave it.
I think that coming in as a freshman, it is really important to get to know the bus system early on. It will really help when winter comes. I also think walking is the easiest way around campus. It is good for your health, doesn't cost any money, and will make you learn your way around campus.
There are many great options for getting around campus, and everyone has their own opinion on which way is the best. Personally, I think that either walking or taking the bus is the most efficient way to get around campus. That's all we have. Thanks for listening. Go Bucks!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.